Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Lebanese citizens began returning to their homes after the announcement of a cessation of hostilities between Israel and Lebanon earlier this week. The agreement, brokered by the United States and France, ends fighting in Lebanon and secures Israel from the threat of Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations operating from Lebanon. It heralds a new start for Lebanon, said U.S. President Joe Biden.
Over the next 60 days, the Lebanese army and state security forces will deploy and take control of their own territory once again. Hezbollah terrorist infrastructure in southern Lebanon will not be allowed to be rebuilt. And over the next 60 days, Israel will gradually withdraw its remaining forces. And civilians on both sides will soon be able to safely return to their communities and begin to rebuild their homes, their schools, their farms, their businesses, and their very lives.
All told, said President Biden, this has been the deadliest conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in decades.
Since the war with Hezbollah began, over 70,000 Israelis have been forced to live as refugees in their own country, helplessly watching their homes, their businesses, their communities, as they are bombarded and destroyed. And over 300,000 Lebanese people have also been forced to live as refugees in their own country, in a war imposed on them by Hezbollah.
The U.S. and France will work with Israel and Lebanon to ensure this arrangement is fully implemented and enforced.
Let me be clear. If Hezbollah or anyone else breaks the deal and poses a direct threat to Israel, then Israel retains the right to self-defense consistent with international law. Just like any country when facing a terrorist group pledged to that country's destruction.
The U.S. and France will also lead and support international efforts for capacity building of the Lebanese armed forces, as well as economic development throughout Lebanon to advance stability and prosperity in the region. President Biden stressed that the agreement is a first step toward peace in the region, called on Hamas to release hostages, and said that the U.S. will continue to work toward a ceasefire in Gaza. If fully implemented, said President Biden, this deal can put Lebanon on a path toward a future that's worthy of its significant past.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.